Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者。
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin colour.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
It's been all excitement and the sense of pride that we could actually provide this vaccination to our patient is something that is so positive amongst the negative things that's happened this year. I think we're all looking forward to actually giving our vulnerable patients in the community to have some protection from this devastating virus. And I think as a nurse, that's really important for me, knowing that they're going to be safe.
This week, the first group of people have received the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccines after it was approved by Britain's medicines regulator, the MHRA, the week before. The first person to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine in the world was a UK grandmother as part of a mass vaccination programme. Margaret Keenan, who turns 91 next week, said the injection she received at 6:31 GMT was the best early birthday present.
And what do you say to those who might be having second thoughts about having this vaccine?
Well, I say go for it. Go for it because it's free and it's the best thing that's ever happened at the moment. So do, please go for it. That's all I say, you know?
This is the first of 800,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine that will be dispensed in the coming weeks. Up to 4 million more are expected by the end of the month. Hubs in the UK are starting the rollout by vaccinating the over 80s and some health and care staff. Senior NHS sources told the BBC thousands of vaccinations had taken place across the UK on Tuesday, with the hope the life will begin to go back to normal next year. In an emotional interview on Good Morning Britain, Health Secretary Matt Hancock said it was a tribute to scientific endeavour and human ingenuity and to the hard work of so many people.
Still got this worry that we can't blow it now, Piers. We've still got to get the vaccine to millions of people, and so we've got to keep sticking by the rules. But it's just, you know, there's so much work gone into this, and I'm really, really, it makes me proud to be British.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson also paid a visit to a London hospital to see some of the first people getting the jab and said getting vaccinated was good for you and good for the whole country. Although this vaccine brings us hope in putting an end to the virus, coronavirus cases in the UK are still high. On Tuesday, the UK government reported a further 616 people had died within 28 days of a positive test, taking the total by that measure to 62,033. A further 12,282 people tested positive for the virus. And next.
Was to be able to go back in time, I would definitely have stepped up and changed a whole bunch of different scenarios. just speaking up, one of them, not being afraid to say this doesn't seem right, and I would have been able to change the whole situation.
This week, death row inmate Brandon Bernard was executed in Indiana after last-minute clemency pleas were rejected by the US Supreme Court. Bernard, who was 40 years old, was convicted of murder in 1999 when he was a teenager and is the youngest offender to be executed by the federal government in nearly 70 years. Bernard's execution is one of five. Four more executions are planned before the end of Donald Trump's presidency. Before dying by lethal injection on Thursday, Bernard told the family of the couple he killed he was sorry. Since the announcement of this, the reaction on social media has been mixed. His sister spoke out on the matter by suggesting people should be given a second chance with a chance to change.
I think Brandon needs a longer life to show that you can still change and you can still make a positive influence.
There has also been a celebrity outcry on the matter. Reality star Kim Kardashian, who is also currently a lawyer in training, opened up on her Instagram stories, saying she broke down in tears following a conversation with Bernard hours before his death. On Twitter, she wrote, "They killed Brandon. He was such a reformed person." Before Trump took office, there had only been three federal executions since 1988, which is when the US Supreme Court reinstated the federal death penalty. Typically, executions are carried out at the state level, not by the national or federal government. Attorney General William Barr has said his Justice Department is simply upholding existing law. But critics have said the move is concerning, coming just weeks before Joe Biden, who has said he will seek to end the death penalty, takes office. However, in Trump's final days, there has been a rush of federal executions. If all five take place, Mr. Trump will have overseen the most executions by a US president in more than a century. It would bring the number to 13, which is the total number of federal executions since July. And finally,
we need to be very, very clear. There's now a strong possibility that we will have a solution that's much more like an Australian relationship with the EU than a Canadian relationship with the EU. That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. There are plenty of ways, as I've said, that we can turn that to the advantage of both sides.
Following a trip to Brussels to negotiate the EU Brexit deal, Boris Johnson says there is a strong possibility the UK will fail to strike a post-Brexit deal with the EU. With the UK expected to leave the EU in the new year, time is running out to reach an agreement before the UK stops following EU trade rules on the 31st of December. Speaking for the first time since a crunch meeting in Brussels, the Prime Minister says, "Now is the time for firms and people to prepare for a no-deal outcome."
I've just updated Cabinet on where we've got to with our friends and partners in the EU, and they agreed very strongly with me that the deal on the table is really not at the moment right for the UK.
There have been weeks of intensive talks between officials on the Brexit trade deal. However, they have failed to overcome obstacles in key areas, including competition rules and fishing rights. Although Mr. Johnson met European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Wednesday, the pair failed to make a breakthrough. Talks continue between the two sides, but Mr. Johnson said they were not yet there at all in securing a deal. Mr. Johnson pledged British negotiators, who earlier resumed talks with the EU counterparts in Brussels, would go the extra mile to reach a deal. Mr. Johnson is currently concerned with the EU wanting to keep the UK locked into its legal system, or face punishments such as taxes on imports, which had made things much more difficult. If this is true, the PM added that the EU's proposals would mean, despite leaving the bloc earlier this year, the UK would be forced to remain a twin of the European Union and would be unable to be independent as it originally intended.
Whatever new laws they brought in, we would have to follow, or else face punishment, sanctions, tariffs, or whatever. And it was put to me that this was kind of a bit like twins, and the UK is one twin, the EU is another, and if the EU decides to have a haircut, then the UK has got to have a haircut.
Despite a failure to come to any agreement earlier on in the week, Prime Minister Boris Johnson and EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen released a brief joint statement following what they called a useful phone call on Sunday morning. They said they discussed the major unresolved topics and that, despite the exhaustion of many months of talks and multiple missed deadlines, it was responsible to keep trying to break the deadlock. The UK and EU have agreed to carry on post-Brexit trade talks after a call between the leaders. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.